Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you everyone for joining me today. I am super excited. This is Cynthia Akarachi, and you are on my new channel, Feeling Alive, at Blog Talk Radio. And I'm hoping to use this channel to share with you some of the things that I love and that is dear to my heart with in all areas of life, with products and that are well are good for your body, with spirituality that can help your soul and your heart, and anything that I find is interesting to share with you. And today, I am super honored to have the owner of Tyent USA, Joe Bucuti, with us here with me. And he is not only here to share about these amazing water ionizers, but he's also here to share his passion and how he started out 10 years ago when he was inspired to start Tyent USA. Tyent USA is now a multi-million dollar company, and he Joe was in the wellness business before going into Tyent, and he's been able to bring a huge amount of people to wellness through water ionization, and I'm super excited to have him. So I have a little bit of information that I put on the website already. He started the Glass of Hope program that donates water ionizers to those who are in poor health. He is a nano hydration expert. He has spent the last 10 years studying the molecular impact of various beverages in your health. And he is he has helped a lot of people, and not only in health but wealth. He has a lot of distributors all over the country, and he is also very passionate at sharing what he does. Tell a little bit about myself when it comes to water ionization before I introduce Joe. When 2 years ago, I had an experience of illness where I was super dehydrated and so dehydrated that my skin was wrinkled on my fingers. And somebody gave me some alkaline water. It was actually, I found it at a local cafe here in town. And when I drank the water, I could see my fingers blow up. I did a little video today sharing the story. And my fingers, they went from like wrinkled as you come out of the hot tub to puffy and like full. And I was just so excited to know that I was getting full hydration into my body and into my cells. And I haven't stopped drinking the water since. And that's been a little over 2 years. So I love alkaline water. Tyent USA is one of the leading companies for alkaline water. And not only was I excited when I was drinking the water for 2 years, but then I saw a demo explaining the benefits of this water. And when I saw the demo, I got to tell you, the tomato demonstration, I have it on my website because I was so amazed. My website for my demonstration for the tomatoes is at www.howcanidothis.info. And I had, I did the experiment with the tomatoes on there, but when I first saw Joe do the experiment with the tomatoes, I had to buy the machine. I was like, oh my gosh, to see the residue in the water from the alkaline water pulling the tomatoes. I just couldn't believe that could be true. And so I wanted to share a little bit of Joe and how he's come this far to share his experience in the wellness industry with Tyent USA. And I'd love to introduce him right now, but he dropped. He's not on the call just yet. So you're just going to have to hear me out for a little bit longer. One of the features of Tyent USA right now is the ACE 11 above counter extreme ionizer. And what's interesting about this new ionizer, it features a hydrogen boost technology, which I'm hoping that Joe can explain how and why this hydrogen boost is amazing for our bodies and for recovery of the cells. I also did a couple demonstrations on the ACE 11 that you can see on the www.howcanidothis.info channel. So we're going to wait a couple more minutes for Joe, and I'm going to pause for just a second. Joe said he was in a bad area, so he said he would be on in about 7 minutes, which is right about now. So I'm hoping to hear from Joe pretty quickly. He's a busy guy being the head of Client USA. So let's see how much longer we have to wait. In the meantime, I will talk about One of my goals to having this channel and Feeling Alive is also to help entrepreneurs to find their way. When you have a dream and you want to follow your dreams, you may have disappointments or people saying it'll never work, or any certain challenges that come with launching your own entrepreneurial, whichever it is, whether it's a multi-level company or a brick and mortar company. Or just even in the healing industry, coming out and doing something unique that people aren't familiar with and having the confidence to show that it really works and that you're excited to share it to the world. Entrepreneurs work really hard to follow their dreams, and that's what I love about this. What I'm going to share with this channel is working with entrepreneurs to help them get through those hard times and to work through and know that you're going to be disappointed and know you're going to have challenges and know that you're going to be able to work your way through it like Joe did and launch your business into a multi-million dollar company at some point. You're following your dream, following your heart, following your passion, you'll definitely be able to be where you want to be if you just commit to the habits and the daily goals. So a lot of the interviews that I'm going to do is working with people who are entrepreneurial, like Joe Bacuti. I don't know where he is yet. Hold on. Okay, I got a text. He's very close to coming on. I guess he's in an area that doesn't have signal. So this is what happens when you do live broadcasts. You just sometimes there's delays, which is fine. So anyway, Feeling Alive channel, I'm hoping to get some of the healers on that I know that are going to share ways to raise your frequency so your business can be at a higher frequency and you can have a mindset that is stronger than most people, so that when you do have those bad days and you do have, the days where you just want to say, oh gosh, then, You can plug into one of these radio shows and it'll help shift your attitude, shift your vibration, and work to hopefully move through the barriers that is going to occur. Because anytime you start an entrepreneurial business, you're definitely going to have obstacles. And I know for a fact, just learning the channels that I did with the YouTube channels that I have and the Blog Talk Radio channel and learning the email distribution list, it takes time to work online and to be an entrepreneur. But it's fun. You're building a business. You're meeting a lot of people. And if you're not really sure what it is that you want to do that's entrepreneurial, this is a good place to come too, because we're going to share a lot of places that are looking to have practitioners in the healing business, or even with Joe Bacuti, there's opportunities to be a dealer at Tyent USA. It is not a multi-level company. It is a full-on dealer. There's actually an approval process to be a dealer, and there's requirements involved. I did go through the dealer program, and I did watch all the university Tyent USA to learn all I could about these water ionizers and the benefits. I could share everything right now myself, but we're going to wait for Joe. She just texted me 4 more minutes. Yay! So I guess I could either clip and then restart a new show or just wait 4 minutes. I think we're going to wait the 4 minutes. So let's get back to the Feeling Alive channel. If you're not really sure what you want to do, but you know you want to be an entrepreneur and you know you want to be independent and have time freedom and work your schedule the way you want to do, or do what you want to do the way you want to do it, you got to really kind of dig deep in your heart and feel what you're passionate about. I knew right away what I was passionate about. There was no question about it. I'm very, very passionate about health, but not just, I'm very specific on my health. Everything that I do with my supplementation or my, body type healing modalities is all as natural and holistic as you possibly can get. I drove my doctor crazy for a lot of years because I did have an illness since I was 21. And I went as holistic as I possibly could, even if it caused me to have relapses for a longer period of time. I would be adamant on keeping myself as holistic as possible. And through the journey of healing my body holistically, I really do attribute a lot of the healing of the final stages to alkaline water, because it really helped me absorb the water into my system. I was very skinny, very dehydrated, and it just really just was the catalyst to me maintaining a healthy body. I've been healthy and not healthy, healthy, not healthy. But once I found this water, I'm telling you, my body's just getting better and better all the time. So I'm super excited to have Joe on. It's 4:44. Hopefully any minute now we will get him. But I look for products that heal the body holistically. That's the most natural way to, input a supplement into your body. So those are the types of products I'll be sharing with you. And my favorite passion after getting the body healthy with natural products, spirituality. I'm very into my spiritual practices. I've studied a lot of different spiritual practices, which I'm not going to go into right now because this is our water topic today. But those are some of the topics we'll be talking about on the channel. And I feel that the cornerstone of this channel will be Tyent USA, and that's why I wanted to invite Joe to come on and talk to me and talk to you about his journey with water ionizers and getting Tyent USA up and running to a multi-million-dollar company. So I am so looking forward to having him, and I'm going to pause for one more minute till he gets here. Thank you for listening to me for 15 minutes while we get Joe on the phone. Okay. He's not on the phone just yet, but I did give a testimonial on my short description. Hold on, I'm going to find it. Okay. Anthony Robbins, my favorite mentor. If you haven't read Awakening the Giant Within and you're an entrepreneur and you want to Get Your Business Going. That is an awesome book. Also, Anthony Robbins wrote his latest book, The Money Game. I highly recommend that book. We really need to know what's going on with the money, and it is a game. So Anthony Robbins, from I think I was in college, I saw him live. I might have only been like 19. I don't even think I was in college or just getting into college. I went live to see him in Boston, front row. My gosh, he's so big. And I was so inspired. But anyway, Anthony Robbins says, alkaline your body and live healthy, more energized, and ultimately more fulfilling life. And I 100% agree with him. He is my mentor, and I'm so happy that he found alkaline water too. And so if you go to my website, alkaline.mytyant.com, and hit testimonials, you'll see a lot of testimonials on the website from doctors to fitness and experts. We have video ones, audio ones, written ones. I don't even know. There's so many testimonials here that I wouldn't even know where to begin. But my favorites, you know, are people that are from the medical field, because those are the ones that, you know, have an education about water and about the body and about how it can help you. So check out alkaline.mytyant.com testimonials. And I just clicked back and I saw that Joe is here. Hello, Joe. Can you hear me? Oh. I just hung up on him. I hit the wrong button. That was bad. I thought that I was supposed to hit the right button, but I was not supposed to hit the button. There he is. Can you hear me, Joe? Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now. I hit that button and it didn't work, but then it did work. Oh, great. I'm so excited. I just introduced the channel, you, water, entrepreneurship, and I was talking about the testimonial from Anthony Robbins, my favorite mentor, on your
great.
Website, on the website. So welcome.
Oh,
you didn't really get to hear much of what I said.
No,
but
I didn't. I'm actually traveling, and I didn't anticipate, I guess, the Memorial Day traffic. I'm heading towards the shore here, and I didn't anticipate, you know, how long it would take to get there with traffic, so I was in a little bit of a bad area, but I'm glad I was able to get through it, and I'm still traveling, but at least now I'm in an area where I'll have good cell signal.
Okay, no problem, because what I can do is we can either edit it out, or if people like it, we'll just keep it going, but the important thing is I introduced you as a entrepreneur and the owner of Tyant USA, and that you followed your passion 10 years ago, and now you turned it into a multi-million dollar company. So I really wanted to give you that warm welcome, and you didn't get to hear it, so that was a quick introduction to your Joe Bacuti here, who's now live with me. So I'm super excited. Thanks for taking the time.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. And, yeah, everything you said was true. I did follow my passion, and I took some risk, and, you know, I guess just kept pushing, and eventually, even though sometimes things didn't look like they were going to go great, I pushed through, and now here we are. So things are going very well.
So what inspired you to start the company? What was the, you know, the opening to understanding, you know, why you wanted to do such an adventure?
Well, I actually had some really pretty bad health problems all through my childhood, mostly stomach issues. And my parents drugged me around, it seems like, to every doctor on the planet. And everybody had a different opinion, but everybody was very focused on treating the symptoms instead of trying to figure out what the cause was. And those practices still are very prevalent today. But, you know, I guess I kind of toughed my way through it, and it just became sort of a way of life for me. I just never really felt good. I had trouble gaining weight, always had stomach pains, and it was pretty traumatic for me, for sure. But I guess, like I said, after time, it just became the way things were. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, maybe you have a bad foot, or maybe you have pain in your hands all the time or something, and you just kind of write it off and say, oh, well, this is just my life now, you know. And that was me. And all through high school, I remember I had to actually take one of the hall passes and go to the library and make copies of it because my teacher stopped letting me out of class to go to the bathroom. They just were like, there's no way you need to be near a bathroom this much. And they just thought I was trying to get out of class. So, you know, it was pretty traumatic for sure. And, you know, my career actually led me into hypnotherapy. And I was traveling the country doing seminars for thousands of people for things like smoking cessation and weight loss and motivational things and all types of things related to the subconscious mind and different parts of your mind. And I remember being at a particular seminar. It was a Saturday morning, and I had about 750 people in the room. And I don't know if you know much about hypnotherapy, but everyone's very focused on you, you know. And you know, the lights are low, and everybody's eyes are closed, and they're listening to me. And suddenly, I got to get to a bathroom. So I was like, what am I going to do, you know? I tried to, like, kind of sneak my way out. They had those big metal doors. And as I'm trying to sneak my way out of this room with 700 people with their eyes closed, I remember one lady in a purple dress opened her eyes and was like, looked at me like signaling, where are you trying to go, you know? I kind of said to her, like, with my one finger, like, I'll be right back. And went down the hall, went to the bathroom, came back, and I'm like, oh, I'll go back in. I'll sneak back in. No one will ever know what's going on. And I opened the door, and everyone's eyes are open. The lights are on. People are mulling around. And I had to give back just an astounding amount of money for refunds for these people. And that was a big deal for me because as I was starting that business, I was borrowing from friends and family, and I was placing these large ads in these newspapers. So every dollar really counted. And that was kind of like rock bottom for me when I had to give all those people their money back because I had nothing else left at that point. And I decided then I would just take a regular job. I got a job at the Philadelphia Inquirer, which was a noble job, but it really, you know, it wasn't, you know, anything that inspired me. It was just something that I just felt like, oh, this is what I have to do now. And I got an email probably about a year after that, and it was from none other than the lady in the purple dress. And she said, like, what's going on? You know, I know that you had to get out of the room and there must be something going on. And we started emailing back and forth, and I told her what the situation was, and she said, well, look, you got to try alkaline water. You got to try ionized water. And I was like, I don't know, you know, but because everybody, every doctor had an idea, and this lady wasn't even a doctor. She was just like, you got to try this. So I did, and the rest is history. Literally, after suffering through a good, 25, almost 30 years of my life, that changed everything for me, and it changed everything for me in such a way that I had to learn more about it. I was pretty worldly, I was pretty well-rounded, and I'd never heard about it before then. So I headed over to Asia and spent a lot of time over there because in Asia, you know, water ionizers and alkaline water, it's one in every 5,000 have them. You know, it's commonplace. You know, Asian medicine is very different than Western medicine. You know, they believe that, you know, that we're born perfect and that, you know, we're the ones that kind of screw the whole thing up. Whereas we believe, like, we'll be fine, you know, just eat whatever we want, drink whatever we want. We'll deal with it later with some kind of pills or medicine or whatever. So it's a very different culture. But the research and the meetings with different factories and trying to figure out who I could partner with and how we could build these things, it was a grueling process. It was a scary process. I was out of my element, a lot of language barriers. But we toughed through it, and we started Tyne USA, and the rest is history. You know, we grew that company now to, you know, over a $50 million company and helped so many thousands of people. And it's just been a really exciting ride.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to hear your story because I never really got to hear your story. So I can totally relate to not being able to gain weight, and I was sharing before you got on the call that once I found the plant water, my health stabilized. I was able to hold the weight on. I was able to hold nutrition in and actually heal those tissues that I damaged from my multiple trips to the bathroom and other problems that I was having in my mostly intestines, but my stomach, liver. I kind of had a little bit of troubles with everything working in harmony. So it was great to hear how you found it, because I found the water the same way you did, where I was just, please give me something that's going to give me the maintenance stage, which means that you don't go into relapse anymore and you just maintain where your body's in homeostasis. So I can totally relate to your story. I'm so glad you did tie in, and the first place I found was a Tyent above unit, the UCE, above unit, under counter, actually, because it was at a cafe, and they had I went in, it's my uncle that owns the place. I said, I went in and said, hey, you know, I'm not feeling well. He's like, have you tried alkaline water? And I said, no. And he goes, well, I'm doing really good on it. You got to try it. So I was so excited when I found that, and that was at a little cafe called Midtown Cafe in Manchester, New Hampshire. So thank you for sharing your story. I'm grateful that you found Tyent. Now, when you, with being an entrepreneur and getting the company up, were people trying to change your mind and say, no, that's not it, that's going to be too hard, or discouraging you from, you know, what kept you in the game to say, no, I know what I have in my hands, and I'm going to keep going?
Of course, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't think there's very few things that you can try in life without having people say, you know, don't do that, or that's the wrong idea. And some of it's because they are genuinely trying to help you, and they think they know better, and they think that, you know, they have more experience, or, you know, they're trying to guide you, and other people just don't want to see you succeed. You know, neither one of those, in my opinion, should be listened to, with the exception of seeking out people with experience, because even though what they're saying to you may not always align with what your ideas are, that's the only way you're ever going to really be able to excel and grow, because I think everybody, no matter who they are, has something to offer and are good at things that you're not. And if you ignore people completely and don't listen to anything they say, because sometimes you need to listen to the hard stuff, right? Some negative things are beneficial. And I think that, you know, an important thing to do is to always separate people that are actually truly trying to help you. And I try to gauge that based on what their experiences are, what their expertise are, and what my relationship with it with them is. And it's a really tricky thing to navigate, because you want to keep pushing forward and you feel like you're on the right track, but sometimes you got to take a few steps back so you can take, you know, 5 or 10 steps forward.
Right. No, that's great. Yeah, that sums up a lot about, you know, being an entrepreneur and how to step in with the right mental focus. So that's good. Good feedback. Thank you. Now, I wanted to share the benefits of alkaline water, and where I have the title of the show is Why Alkaline Water with a Hydrogen Boost. And we're introducing the ACE 11, which is the latest, hottest product on the market. Can you give us a little bit of what you're excited about with this new technology? Did I lose you? Oh, I did. He'll be back. So I'm so excited to have Joe speak today. My gosh. I get discouraged because people say to me, how do you know it works, or whatever it is their questions are, and discourage me to say, you know, that whatever is in their mind. So I just, that's the reason why I asked that question, because the way I see it is, I know firsthand when I drink the water what it does to my body, because I knew where I was and I knew where I am now, where I am today, feeling the health in my body. So to me, it's It's not any. This it's just alkaline water is just something I don't want to ever be without. Let me just send them a quick text. Not sure where he went. Oh, okay, he's coming back. So, yes, we're going to talk about the Ace 11 in just a minute when he comes back. But if you are starting off in something new and you want to, you know in your heart that it's something you want to do, don't get discouraged. Listen to who you're speaking with and know where they're coming from and know where your heart's coming from. And I know I get discouraged a lot because I get a lot of feedback from people with their opinions, and I just say, I gotta go. It's true to me, and that's what I feel I'm doing right now. I may change my mind. This is what I'm doing right now. So hopefully we can. He's coming back. So as I talked about before, if you're curious more about the Ace 11, I did do a few demonstrations on www.howcanidothis.info. It's a YouTube channel that has a bunch of videos explaining the Ace 11. That's our latest technology. It's a great product, and I love that product. Don't know where he went. Just says he dropped, and then he texts saying, trying to call in. So he might be in a bad signal again. Oh, there he is. Hello, Joe.
Hey, yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I heard a beep, and then it said, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, and then it hung up. And
I don't know why
it
did that. Well, we still have about a little under 10 minutes left, so I just wanted you to share the Ace 11 and the exciting hydrogen boost with the new technology.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit first about hydrogen. The alkaline ionized water has been doing so many things for so many people for so long. And in 2007, a very famous doctor in Japan, well, there were several of them, and they started looking further into the water. And they discovered that there's very high, not always high amounts, but there's therapeutic amounts of hydrogen inside alkaline water. And since that 2007 study, over 600 more studies have been released about hydrogen and how amazing it is. And their studies are double-blind clinical studies pretty much from every single organ in the human body and the amazing positive effects of hydrogen. So our latest models, our 11-plate models, especially the ACE, we focused, dialed in more on the hydrogen and gave it what we call a hydrogen boost. So there's even more levels of hydrogen, which is really a magic ingredient. And now the studies are finally starting to come through. And, you always have, no matter what you do, right, you always have people that say, I don't know if I believe in that, or I don't know if that works. I mean, for everything as far as, from vitamin C to penicillin, people challenge these things. I don't know what it'll do. I don't know if it works. And now we've got these irrefutable double-blind studies from world-renowned doctors and scientists documenting the powerful effects of hydrogen. So, beyond the alkalinity, the hydrogen is there, which is an extremely powerful antioxidant. It's the smallest molecule on planet Earth. It's smaller and lighter than helium. It's smaller and lighter than oxygen. It can penetrate the blood-brain barrier, and it has astounding implications to the health of the human body from almost every facet. So we've really not shifted focus, but adjusted focus to make sure that we include high levels of hydrogen in our latest products, and that's the ACE11. And it's been a fantastic product. It's been well received, and it's something that I'm really proud of because it's taken us to a whole new level.
Oh, great. I was sharing that I have a YouTube channel earlier when you weren't on the call to show my demonstrations of the that unit. And I was still so new at understanding this hydrogen boost. So I'm so glad that you explained it because I'm still learning how to share the hydrogen boost with the alkaline water. So I'm excited. Is there anything else about Tyent or your journey that you want to share that I didn't ask you about?
Really a message to anyone out there that's aspiring to do something different and maybe not doing it because they're afraid or because they're unsure. There's pretty much nothing you can do. And if you look back through your life and you think of all the things you've done, anything that was worth anything in the long run was a challenge. Maybe it was a difficult challenge, maybe it was an easy challenge. But generally speaking, the things that are most challenging are also the most rewarding. And by far, this journey that I've taken with Tyent, the money kind of came second for me. For me, it was all about helping people. And I just believe if you build based on service and you build based on trying to truly change the world, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but you'd be amazed at the little things in life that can really have an impact on the world. And I just want to encourage people to not be afraid to take those steps and to try, and also stop trying to get it perfect the first time. You know, so many people say, oh, I've had this idea for 5 years or 6 years or even 5 months, I'm just waiting to get it right. I can promise you whatever you think is right now is going to change. So take a swing, run with what you got, and adjust as you go, and you'll be amazed at what you can do if you put your time and you put your mind to something. And don't be afraid to go out there and get it wrong, because that's what it's all about, and that's what leads to getting it right in the end.
All right. That was great. I also just wanted to briefly ask you about the it says that I talked about how we only have like 4 minutes left, but quickly, I have a lot of friends say, well, why can't I drink salsa water? Why can't I drink distilled water? Can you do a little bit summation on why, you know, why not the other beverages?
There's various reasons why you want to steer clear of different beverages. Some things like soda, you know, or these sports drinks or these energy drinks are just so acidic. You know, I was talking to a guy who told me that in elementary school they used to make him all the kids, like, not make them, it was part of a project. They would, if your baby teeth fell out, they'd make you bring them into school, and as a project, they'd stick them in soda, and a week later you'd come back and your teeth were gone. Like, it's just so caustic, right? And I mean, soda can eat the paint off of a car, and it's just astounding what it's doing to your body, you know. And your body requires all types of things. Most importantly, it requires that your blood stay around 7.365. If it goes too far in one direction, it's going to be cause for alarm for any number of things that could begin happening to your body in the wrong direction. So soda is just bad for all kinds of reasons. pH, you know, pH is one of the most important things because it's a logarithm scale, right? It's like when you go from a 7 to a 6, So just to back up, 7 is in the middle of the pH scale. When you go from a 7 to a 6, it's 10 times more acidic. 6 to a 5 is 100 times more. 5 to a 4 is 1,000 times more. 4 to a 3 is 10,000 times more. So when you're drinking soda at like a 2.5, it's like a million times more acidic than what your blood needs to be. And it just causes your body to struggle, and it causes your body to store fat around your organs to protect them from all this acid, and it causes all kinds of things. When you're drinking water that's you know, quote unquote distilled or even bottled water, all those waters are lacking minerals. The pH is slammed down into the 4s or 4.5 because all the things that you're supposed to get from water, like calcium, magnesium, and all those things, are taken out. And if your body doesn't get what it needs from the things you're drinking, remember, your body's anywhere from 60 to 80% water, depending on how old you are. And it's a big part of what your makeup is. So if your body's not able to get the correct minerals from the water and the things you consume, it's going to start pulling those minerals like calcium from your teeth and calcium from your bones, making your teeth and bones weak. It's going to start pulling magnesium from your muscle tissue. So your body's going to get what it needs somehow. And if you're not giving your body what it needs through what you're consuming, food's important, but your body's mostly water. So it just makes sense to focus there. If your body's not getting what it needs from that water, it's going to take it, it's going to steal it, it's going to borrow from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, to get what it needs, and that's going to you know, hurt you in some other areas. So that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg, but we could do a whole show on just why those
are
bad ideas.
Yeah, that would be great.
But that's just a touch,
well,
you know.
Seeing that we only have 1 minute left, how about we do another show, because I have so many, you know, things that I have questions on, and I love talking about the science. I'm one of those people that liked chemistry over accounting. I don't know why, but I did. So I love hearing more.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Cynthia, for you and your listeners. What we'll do is we'll set up another show, and I'll bring one of my biochemists on, who is a hydrogen expert. You may have heard his name. His name is Tyler LeBaron. And we'll get him to come on the show, and he can talk about this amazing discoveries with regard to hydrogen and the impacts and the studies that we're seeing with hydrogen and how it's affecting almost everything in amazing ways.
All right, yeah, let's do it. I definitely would love that. Love it. I just love helping people, and I know how much it helped me, and hearing your story and looking at the testimonial is ongoing. But we only have 10 seconds, so I want to thank you very much for coming, and we'll catch you on the next show.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia. I'll be in touch. We'll talk real soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.